We continue the study of Halacha Yud Beis. In the sixth chapter of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Rambam talks about the notion of being able to expand the scrimmages, the sacred scrimmages of the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim. We talked about the authority. Who would have the ability to make that decision? And who would give the instructions? Who would be involved? All these things have been talked about, four major components. The Sanhedrin is involved, and we learned yesterday that the Korban Todah, two Korbanot Todah, two Todah offerings would be brought, and that the people, as in the Sanhedrin or in the book of Nehemiah, those who followed the Sanhedrin, would go after Achar Shtei HaTodot. They would after would follow the two Todot. We talked about yesterday, this does not refer to the meat of the Korban, rather this refers to the bread, and obviously it refers to people who would carry those breads. As I said to you, according to the primary interpretation, as I understand it, not all nine breads, but one bread was carried, one of each. One bread from each Korban Todah was carried, I presume, by a Kohen. You had Sanhedrin that were following them, and we learned yesterday that they stopped. They had harps, lyres, and cymbals. And they would stop, as we said, at each stone. I'll call Evan ve'Evan. We talked about the idea of a landmark stone. We talked about the pina on every corner. Ve'omrim arimimcha Hashem ki delisoni. They would recite that verse, which we also call Mizmor Shir. I thought it would be interesting to share with you that in Lakuta Treda, the Alter Rebbe talks about the idea of Mizmor Shir. And he explains that Mizmor represents the idea of a psalm, which means a musical ensemble. And shir represents the idea of singing. And it's a very long and sophisticated mystical rumination, but a germination, a kernel of the idea, is that when we sing a cappella, sometimes the voice is almost in our head. Sometimes it's a very personal, private thing, you know, like a person singing a song. But music is always loud and boisterous. You can't play music in your head. Music is using an instrument. And the Alter Rebbe metaphorizes and he says that there's the neshama within that sings or reaches out to Hashem, seeking closeness to cleave and be absorbed into divinity and godliness. And then there's the idea of the aveda, the service that we perform during the course of our terrestrial lifetimes, engaged in the material, physical, corporeal world, making music. That's our job, my friends. We make music in this world. And the making of music, which is pleasing to Hashem, is of course our performance of mitzvot. The harnessing of all that's available to us in a terrestrial or physical form, to utilize that for a sacred and holy purpose, thereby transforming the world into the beautiful godly garden, the Dira B'Tachtonim. This of course is the essence of a Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, and in large measure Yerushalayim, which is really a name of a city, that's conjunctive. It means Yerushalayim, the place where people experienced a perfect reverence, a sense of awe for Hashem Yisbarach, for Almighty God. So how do you create that holy space? And the answer is both with Mizmor and Shir. Mizmor Shir. Not a Mizmor, like Mizmor LaDavid. Not just a Shir, but a Mizmor Shir. We have the yearning of the soul, but the yearning of the soul has to become attached to the physical, material reality, metaphorized with the idea of the musical instruments. And of course, we learned that in order to do this, ve'oimrim, and they would chant or sing, arimimcha Hashem kidlisoni. We exalt God for He has raised us up. There's a tremendous amount of elevation going on here. Hashem has elevated us. He's chosen and selected us and empowered us to make this world a godly place. But at the same time, it's also a mizmar. And therefore, we're chanting or singing this song, but we have musical accompaniment. What are we trying to accomplish here? We're trying to sanctify the mundane and the ordinary rubric of the physical material world. That there should be soil that's called sacred. That's Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, a city of holiness, where the holy city. And so we would continue to say this, Ad Shamagim L'Seif HaMokim Shemekad Shemoisei. We do this until we reach the furthest reaches of where we seek to expand the scrimmage of this sacred area. Now, I want you to think about this for a moment. We're trying to expand the city of Yerushalayim. What happens in Yerushalayim? What happens when there's a space that's sanctified? What can you do there? You can consume korbanot, offerings, which are called kodshim, a permutation of the word holiness. So what happens then is we go to the furthest reach, v'aindim sham, then we have to stop there. That is to say, we're bringing the breads outside of the current area of scrimmage. We're now breaking new frontiers. We're now going into a new space. We're expanding the orbit of where holiness can be actualized. So we're reciting this verse. We have the Levites who are playing the musical instruments. And we go until the end of where that expansion will take place. Seif hamokim shemekachinese. And then, v'oimdim sham. Then we stop there. As if to say, here's the area, or up until this spot is the area that we seek to dedicate. What do we do there? Why, we do the things you can only do in the city of Yerushalayim, immediately. In other words, in the city of Yerushalayim, you have the opportunity to consume kodshim, to eat that which brings us closer to Hashem, because a korban is a permutation of the word kiruv, a closeness. And we achieve that closeness by ingesting things that are holy and making them a part of our body, our plasma, because the food we eat becomes dam ubasar, kibsare. It actually metamorphoses through the process of digestion. The negative stuff is pushed out. And then that which can be redeemed or retrieved by the body becomes flesh and plasma. And that's exactly the point. When you ingest kedusha, holiness, when you absorb it, when it becomes part of you, then you have achieved a greater sense of closeness with Hashem. And that can only be achieved in a sacred place. So we extend or push that line of scrimmage, the border of the holy city, and then immediately upon doing that, we stop. We stop as if to indicate, here's where it goes until. We're singing. There's music. Now we have to eat. We eat, Eichlin Sham Lechem Toida Achas. We eat one of those breads. Mishteh HaTodot, from these two different korban offerings. V'hashnia, the second bread, Nisrefes. It has to be burnt. Now, how do you know which bread to burn and which bread to eat? And I don't know this factually, but it seems to me that this has something to do with these breads were taken out of the area of scrimmage. When it's taken out of the scrimmage of holiness, it actually is no longer kosher. Now, on one hand, we've transgressed, we've trespassed the area in which Yerushalayim is supposed to have ended. So we've caused something to be disqualified. But at the same time, we're also expanding this area. So that at once we're trespassing, we're going outside the area of where we were allowed to do this, but at the same time, we've created a new area. And that's why we have two todot, because both are going on at the same time. I think this is the meaning. I don't know for sure. So one of them has to be burnt because it was an act of trespassing. You took it out of holiness. Now you have to burn it. Indicative of where the border of holiness used to be up until this moment. The second loaf, the second expression of holiness that we've taken with us, that we followed, now it represents the newfound area of holiness, or the newly developed area of holiness. How would you know which is which? So the Rambam says, Valpi Hanovi, and it's by virtue of the instructions, or literally by the mouth of that very prophet, the prophet that we spoke of, Sorfen Ezu V'Eichlen Ezu, that we know which one, he is the one who establishes which is burnt, which is the trespassing one, and which is the holy or effectuating one that brings about this expansion of the lines of scrimmage of the sacred city of Yerushalayim. And that, my dear friends, is how Yerushalayim is expanded. That's how the sacred scrimmage of Yerushalayim is able to move forward. Now, another interesting thing to note is that once they proceeded to the end of the place that they wanted to consecrate, and they would eat this offering, which of course was determined, as we said, by a prophet, what's interesting to note is that this procedure was carried out at Nehemiah's dedication of Yerushalayim. The prophets that participated were Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. And they actually instructed Nehemiah insofar as what he was supposed to do. However, despite the fact that that was the case, we will learn that what was done in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash did not actually effectuate holiness, but instead, they were going through the motions, as we'll see, and we'll see what that means. And this is the upshot. We know what has to be done by virtue of what was observed, what was seen and documented. And that's how you actually can expand the scrimmage of the holy city of Yerushalayim. Although, interestingly, the things seen were not actually achieving or accomplishing that which we spoke of today. With this, we'll conclude Halacha Yud Beis, which is the 12th halacha of the 6th chapter of the holy city, expanding the holy city of Yerushalayim. And tomorrow, with Hashem's help, we'll move inward to the Azorah. How does one expand the sacred scrimmage of the Beis HaMikdash itself? Now, the Korban Todah is eaten in the holy city of Yerushalayim. So taking the Lechem HaTodah, taking the bread of the Todah, would be the natural way to expand Yerushalayim. But of course, if we were to eat a Korban Todah in any area around the Beis HaMikdash, that wouldn't be indicative of an expansion of its holiness. That would simply be in keeping with the holiness that already had already been predetermined, because that was already Yerushalayim. So we'll talk tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. We'll learn Halacha Yud Gimel, and we'll talk about how Yerushalayim, not only Yerushalayim, but the Beis HaMikdash itself can be expanded, as we learned, to the outer reaches of the area of what is the original Har HaMoriah, Temple Mount, much, much smaller than the space we today call the Temple Mount. That's filled with landfill, and that was vastly expanded. We talk about the original Chomesh Meot Amah, Chomesh Meot Amah, but this Bezrat Hashem will be continued. Thank you for joining us, and our hope and our prayer is that as we continue to learn about Yerushalayim HaBenuya, the holy city of Yerushalayim that we pray will soon be rebuilt and restored to its former spiritual magnitude and glory, that we merit the coming of Mashiach, Yemirtz Hashem, who will perform that. And of course, Yivne HaMikdash B'Mekoymei B'Mehera will be Ameinu Amen. Thank you.